Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Most people in town know Corey Provis for his great work with the Twins, primarily radio until last year and this upcoming year when he stepped in as Dick Bremmer stepped away, and he was great last year just like he has been on radio and will be again this year. You also know Corey from his work on Big Ten Network, including last night calling the game courtside at Williams when Dawson Garcia, who had a brilliant game, it's a 3 from the logo, and Corey nailed the call. But yesterday was an extraordinarily difficult day for Corey Provis because, as we discuss multiple segments on our own, and then our good friend Paul Molitor came on, a incredibly unique individual in Bob Uecker passed away. 54 years calling the Brewers, a Milwaukee native, all the tremendous work he did away from the Brewers, whether it's Johnny Carson, whether it's Miller Lite, whether it's Mr. Belvedere, whether it's Harry Doyle, all the charity work that he did. And there has been an outpouring of genuine, sincere storytelling that makes you laugh and can make you cry about Bob Uecker and this full life that he led. Corey Provis, first play-by-play gig after doing some pregame and postgame work with Cubs, was with Bob Uecker in Milwaukee starting in 09. And I know yesterday was incredibly difficult, and I'm sure today is still difficult. And you know the respect I have for you. I so appreciate you coming on. In my deepest sympathies, when you lose somebody that close to you, it is never, ever easy. How did you find out, and how much did you know about Bob's health battle, which was taking place?
I found out early yesterday morning that he had passed away, and I knew in 23 that things had taken a turn, and how much he was going to disclose, I just kept it quiet. I knew that things popped up in 23 that were not promising, and I know that he was trying a couple of different treatment programs. And then, you know, 2024, I got a better read when I saw him, and I got to really, not so much him, but got to see the people that are around him every day. And I'm not just talking about the broadcasters, but there's some people that for many years that have been, you know, very close with Bob for a variety of reasons that I got to know and remain close to. And they kind of filled me in on kind of where this was heading. And we chatted after the season was over. It was via text, and he never revealed too much. I did not know how dire it was getting, though. My understanding was the last 6 weeks. I didn't know that drastic of a downturn. Had I known, I certainly would have been more proactive into trying to get to Milwaukee to see him, which I sadly never did. But if you get a chance, and maybe you played it yesterday, Chad, Jeff Levering, who does a phenomenal job, and Yep. He's been Bob's partner the last 9 years on radio. As Jeff was signing off the postseason last year after being eliminated in just heartbreaking fashion by the Mets, you start to hear emotion come out of Jeff's voice, and tears are flowing. He's fighting back because I think he knew. He knew that this may be the last time that he's with Bob in the booth. I think he had an inkling then, and he was dead on. And sadly, Mr. Baseball is gone.
Well, what I found out, and I consumed just a lot of stuff yesterday and last night, is so this is the best of three series with the Mets, that Bob tried to broadcast those first two games and couldn't do it. He just, his health was not up. I think I even read where he did the Pat Murphy show, right, before game two and just couldn't do it. And then not only could you hear Jeff, but when he is signing off his part, Corey, and this is just me from afar. Now, this is somebody you know extraordinarily well. You can hear Bob potentially. Maybe we're playing too much hindsight, and I hate doing that, but you know, he's talking about how much it stings. I think he knows. First of all, the Brewers have overcome a lot of financial challenges year after year, and really were a very good team last year. And just as we know, those three-game series go so fast. And then just to hear him signing off with him potentially knowing that maybe he's not going to broadcast anymore. There's just a little bit different in his voice.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you go back and you can connect some dots that I think many people had a feeling, and they were right, that this might be the end of a half century run that nobody will ever forget. You know, that booth is a cherished place there. It's a massive, massive booth. It's, you know, the two biggest broadcast booths I've ever seen in terms of radio belong to two guys who are sadly now gone, but two former teammates, Mike Shannon in St. Louis and Bob Uecker's booth in Milwaukee, two guys in that same Cardinals team.
Right.
And they had a lot of say into what the design was going to be, because it was for broadcasting, but also for entertainment.
Yep.
And because there were people always in there, but in the booth, Bob would sit on the right. I was on the left. So I would do the pregame show and I'd do my innings and I'd do the postgame show. And Bob was never in a hurry to leave. But as I'm starting the postgame show, he'd pack up his bag and you're on the air. And if you got that tap on your shoulder, didn't happen every night, but if you got that tap, like him saying goodbye, it was also like, good job.
Yeah.
And that never, I never forgot that. And as time went by, I looked forward to that even more when I get that tap from him. And now I'm getting all teary-eyed now. It's just, today's been harder for me than it was yesterday.
How come?
Because I had the game. I had the game.
Yeah,
I had the game
right.
Last night, and he would have been so mad at me.
Yep.
He would have been so mad at me if I didn't work last night, or if I did not do my best last night. So I had that to distract me, and now today's been harder. You know, that's why I wasn't ready mentally, emotionally to do a lot of interviews yesterday, and now today it's coming out a bit more, just because I don't have that same, you know, basketball distraction that I had last night.
Well, I watched a fair amount of that game last night, and if I had no idea, I wouldn't have known, right? So that's a testament to your skill throughout the game and laying it out, working with your partner. Obviously, the Garcia call was right on. You absolutely nailed it. So credit to you there. When you get the gig, and now it's your first full-time job, and this is something you've wanted, and now you're getting it with this true icon. Not, you know, we throw that term out way too easy and quickly, but here's Bob Uecker. What was it like when you're first meeting him, first interacting with him, and getting a feel for what it's going to be like during just these 8 months you guys are going to be together?
Well, I was lucky in a sense because where I came from, and two things, with the Cubs and WGN Radio, Pat Hughes, now in the Hall of Fame, he was Bob's partner for 12 years. So
yeah,
Pat was there from 84 to 96. And then secondly, the guy that was with Pat Hughes, who's also in the Hall of Fame, is an icon in Ron Santo.
That's right.
And my job was to be, yes, I was doing the pregame show and the postgame show in the fifth inning, but me, along with our engineer, we traveled, our engineer's name was Matt Bolts, we had to just kind of be Ronnie's helper. You know, Ronnie, you know, because of his diabetes, he had two prosthetic legs. So he just, it wasn't obviously easy for him to get around. So we had to just be with him along the way at every stop and help him, you know, get to the booth, get on the bus, get to the plane, and just you name it, we were around him. So Santa was such a beloved figure that he was an icon. He was an icon amongst Cub fans. So I got a chance to see that. He was the star attraction. These were good teams, but he was the star attraction. So I was prepared in that regard because I just left somebody who was beloved. But the difference between Ron and Uecker is that Uecker was more than just a beloved baseball figure. He spanned different generations, different genders, different backgrounds because of his different skills and where he kind of fit in. Some, yes, from his playing career, but then many from The Tonight Show, many from Belvedere, many from the Miller Lite commercials, and then you get to the Major League movies. He just appealed to so many different people that it wasn't just specific on the game, and that was different. So when we would leave, when the Brewers bus would leave Wrigley Field on Sheffield Avenue, the right field gate, you know, Bob, he was sitting seat 1A. You know, Bob would get on the bus and he'd get on the plane before the manager, before the general manager. And that doesn't happen in this game.
No.
Okay, I mean, you go when the manager goes.
That is correct. Yes.
But no, but Bob, he was sitting position A.
He kind of
let it go, and we followed his lead. So you know, they're screaming for Uecker on the bus. Uke, all these chants. I mean, he was the guy. The cameras flashing. I mean, he was the star attraction and one of his best. I mean, he had so many great lines. And his voice, I just can hear to this day. And, you know, he'd be like, Uke, will you sign? It's like, nah, I only sign at the ballpark. You know, I don't sign at the hotel. And then those same people would come to the ballpark. Uke, will you sign? I only sign at the hotel. You know, I don't sign at the ballpark. I mean, he just would have so much fun with these people.
That's great.
And I just... And so now I use that line a lot. Nobody wants my autograph, but I get off the bus and I'll tell people, I'm like, you know, I'm not signing, morning. I only sign at the hotel. I'm not
you're going after people who aren't asking you for an autograph.
No, of course not. But I tell you know, all the guys, you know, Kyle Hammer, I'm like, I'm not signing today.
Yeah.
And just things like that that I've just taken with me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
I'm just thinking my few years calling the Twins before I had to go back to concert in the on the Wolves and the Fan. If I sat in the front seat and TK came on the bus, I may have been shot if that would have taken.
Yeah.
Or a couple different Wolves head coaches. That never would have happened. Okay.
You know, and maybe, Chad, maybe you've had, you know, John Gordon on. I would invite you to reach out to him because Uke had so much fun. So much fun with John Gordon. So much fun.
Why do you think they connected so much?
I just think because there were times where Gordo was so set on calling the game, and you know, Bob, that famous story where Bob, he grabbed like 20 towels and he like mummified himself, right? And he just draped all these towels over his body and just stood right next to Gordo when he was calling a game and trying to have him get through it. I mean, he just grabbed all these towels from the clubhouse. I bet John Gordon's got so many great stories, too.
We should.
About Uke and trying to get through a broadcast when Bob would come and mess with him.
Oh, yeah. So one of my years interning here, it was Gordo's first year. It was 87. I mean, I know how serious and detailed and meticulous Gordo was. In fact, Gordo let me – this is when I'm doing the Wolves, and we're in Seattle, and the Twins are in Seattle, and I come up, and we might have had a couple adult beverages. And so I see this is when I think Robbie and Steve are running media relations. And I see Ant, and I'm like, can I come with the press? But I come with the. And I go to Gordo. I go, what's going on? He's like, can't talk right now. Can't talk right now. Can we talk? I go, just let me sign off the broadcast. You can't do that. You're working. I go, it was an extra inning game. I go, it's 12:45 back home. And he goes, sure. So I sign off, and he's like, I'm going to get fired for this. I go, he's just telling me he's going to get fired. I'm like, nobody is going to fire. I go, let me do one more thing. Let me do the post-game download. He's going, no way. And so he lets me do it, and he was so uptight about it. But you had to have fun. So I could see Uecker doing that with John. Last thing before we go. Bob Uecker off-air versus Bob Uecker on-air. Was there much of a difference?
He had to always be on, you know, because when everybody, it would be a highlight of somebody's day, if not their year, when they would get a chance to meet him. So I would do innings 3, 4, and 7, right, play by play. And there were times that's when there would be dignitaries that would stop by the booth from, you name it, from Capitol Hill to the state legislature to Hollywood to, you name it, would come to the booth, and there'd be like a party going on in the booth, and you know, I think you'd hear it in the background. I mean, you'd have
to
call the game, and you'd hear this party going on in the background. But I'm not. What am I going to tell Bob Uecker? How's that going to go? That's not going to go very well. But he had to always be on. And I just, you know, was there a big difference? The stuff that I've thought a lot about today is, and you've heard the calls, and they're all great.
They're great.
But the calls that you probably haven't heard are the ones that I love these when, you know, Bob was very connected to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Wisconsin. Yep. So if he did commercials, if he did anything, he would get that money and donate every cent to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And he'd have these kids come in to see him. And these kids are, you know, they're dying. The terminally ill children that come in with their families. And Bob would take this kid and put this kid, boy or girl, on his lap and call the game the second inning. And say, yeah, you seem nervous. You're all right. You want a beer? Want a Miller Lite? You're fine. This 8-year-old kid doesn't know. And then for a moment, you know, so Bob's talking, and I'd look over my shoulder, and I'd see the parents. And for that brief moment, it's not their son or daughter that's going to hell. It's just my son or daughter hanging out with Uncle Bob. And those moments, to me, I've thought a lot about, not just the walk-off home runs, the playoff clinching games, and the funny moments. It's also the lives he touched that had nothing to do with wins and losses. And somebody in this business, that's not easy to do. And that man was the best to ever do it.
Now you're going to make me cry. That man, that was good. I'm so sorry for your loss. just try to remember all the positive stuff so much and all the fun. It's never easy,
you know,
right away.
It'll pop up. There's going to be just some times, I'm telling you, throughout the year, I'm going to just lose it. If we just see Milwaukee and with that first time going there, it's going to be just awful. So hang with me. It's good. Yeah. There's going to be some moments where let my guard down a little bit because he made a massive impact on my life, and I'll miss him. Really will.
Only the best, my friend.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
That was great. That was great. Under extraordinarily difficult circumstances, another reminder why Corey Provis is such a tremendous broadcaster. Let's pause.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.